Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Two lawmakers share security concerns ahead of the 2026 elections. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Malenga justifies government's decision to broaden the tax base. In international news, DR Congo extends ban on mineral trade in war-hit East by 6 months. And in sports, Fashion Sakala looks forward to a win against Angola.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. As political violence in the country escalates in the run-up to the general election in 2026, two members of parliament have expressed concern about the current state of security. A number of people are injured after the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, broke into the Patriotic Front, PF Secretariat, and committed acts of political violence against both party members and property. Ahead of the 2026 elections, Nkana Member of Parliament Benoit Mpundu told Power FM News that the ruling party's cadres are encouraging political violence in an attempt to frighten the electorate. The lawmaker is concerned that the current state of political violence could worsen on election day. In the meantime, Shiwangandu Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongo has noted that when police are funded under the Electoral Commission during the elections, it hinders their ability to fulfill their responsibility to uphold law and order during elections. The former Home Affairs Minister told Power FM in Lusaka that as long as the Zambia police budget is controlled by the Electoral Commission, it will be challenging for it to provide security where it is insufficient during the election. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has confirmed the termination of employment of its management accountant, John Sokolo, following his arrest by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, over alleged fraud involving more than 2.2 million kwacha. In a statement released by ZICA President Yande Siame Mwenye, the institute revealed that the fraud was uncovered in September 2025 through newly strengthened internal audit processes. The embezzlement is believed to have occurred between January 2022 and August 2025 before the current council assumed office. The ZICA council said the discovery of the fraud stemmed from its decision last year to hire an internal auditor to enhance internal controls, a move that led to identifying the alleged financial misconduct. According to the institute, the matter was promptly reported to law enforcement agencies, leading to the arrest of Mr. Nsokolo, who faces 40 counts of theft by a public servant and one count of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. ZICA further disclosed that it has taken decisive administrative action, which includes the separation of the Director of Finance and the formal termination of Mr. Nsokolo's employment. The council emphasized its commitment to preventing future fraud, stating that internal investigations and governance reviews have already been undertaken to strengthen controls and avoid similar incidents. Mr. Nsokolo has since been released on bond and is expected to appear in court soon. In more news, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga has justified government's decision to broaden the tax base by creating more jobs and increase the number of taxpayers, stating that the move aims to reduce the burden on individual taxpayers and promote economic growth. Speaking on the issue, Mr. Chipoka explained that the pay-as-you-earn tax rate has increased over time from 17% to 35.5%, but emphasized that the government is working to increase the number of taxpayers. He disclosed that government has created over 100,000 jobs in the civil service and 30,000 jobs in the civil service and 30,000 in the mining sector, rather, and new jobs are being created in manufacturing and other sectors. Mr. Mulenga noted that companies like Capital Fertilizer, Trade Kings and Mulungushi Textile are bringing new opportunities with thousands of jobs being created. Aspiring Lusaka Central Member of Parliament Tumwila Wangwa says the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is failing to fully benefit communities because it is not driven by the actual needs of the people. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Wanga said many projects are not inclusive, alleging that most members of parliament impose projects on their constituents rather than consulting communities on their real priorities. He explained that his manifesto focuses on creating a people-driven agenda, which he believes will ensure development projects are aligned with the needs and aspirations of residents. Mr. Wanga emphasized that for CDF to be effective, it must be shaped by community input, adding that CDF remains a game changer in local development, hence stressing the need for Zambians to fully enjoy its intended benefits. In international news, the Democratic Republic of Congo has extended a ban on the trading of minerals from 38 artisanal mining sites in the conflict-hit North and South Kivu provinces. Officials say it is being kept in place because of evidence that proceeds from the illegal supply from mines is being used to fund armed groups in the region. The Mines Ministry says the six-month extension also adds compliance pressure on global supply chains for tin, tantalum, and tungsten. All of these metals are key minerals used in the electronics, automotive, and aerospace industries. The decision prolongs restrictions first imposed in February and increases pressure on international buyers to ensure their supply chains are free from conflict financing. Eastern Congo's mineral-rich territories remain contested by militia groups, including the M23 rebels, who have expanded their control over strategic areas in recent months. Still in international news, one of 25 schoolgirls abducted from a school dormitory in northwestern Nigeria's Kebbi State has escaped captivity and returned home, the school principal told the Associated Press on Tuesday. The girls were abducted when gunmen attacked a high school in northwestern Nigeria before dawn on Monday, taking the 25 girls and killing a staff member at the school. The student who escaped fled forest and arrived home late Monday, hours after the kidnapping at the government school's comprehensive secondary school, according to Musa Rabbi Magaji, the school principal. One other student, who was not among the 25 confirmed abducted, also escaped in the minutes that followed the attack, the principal told the AP. Mass school kidnappings have been rampant in northern Nigeria, where dozens of armed gangs of mostly nomadic herdsmen and, are more recently, jihadists operated. Schools are often targeted by the gangs to gain more attention, analysts have said. No group has taken responsibility for the incident, but analysts and locals say it could be one of the several gangs that often target schools, travelers, and remote villagers in kidnappings for ransom. Authorities have said they include mostly former herders who have taken up arms against farming communities after clashes between them over increasingly strained resources. Analysts and residents blame the insecurity on rampant corruption that limits weapons supplies to security forces, the failure to prosecute attackers, and porous borders that ensure steady weapon supplies to gangs.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of Social Security today. iCare from NAPSA.